They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is a Monday. That means Laura Kennard's in. She's going to be talking about business events going on in the greater Des Moines metro this week and maybe even take a peek at next week. Laura, welcome back. It is a Laura Kennard kind of Monday.
It's a Laura Kennard Monday, and we're going to have the very fast event news because we had a little technical glitch today. About that, folks. So here's going to be the rundown. Tomorrow, 11:30 to 1.
So on Tuesday.
Tuesday, Pulse of the City, formerly State of the City. This is by the Greater Des Moines Partnership. So sign up quickly
on their website.
Infuse DSM. Right. Sign up quickly because it is tomorrow and it is a lunch. And that'll also tell you where they're going to be located. I think it's going to be at the Holiday Inn South, but you might want to double check that.
You might want to look. Yeah.
So also noon to one, yes, you too can do your own branded marketing with Sally Cooper Smith, who can set you on a good foundation for getting your branded marketing going and give you some good tips. Iowa Center for Economic Success, of course, has moved to 2210 Grand Avenue. I think that's the address.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so just know Future Forward, that's a little off downtown on Grand, and that's their new location.
Very nice.
So we're going to also just look ahead. Of course, we have 1 million cups on Wednesday, and then we're going to bounce ahead to next Wednesday just to let you in on a couple of things that are coming up next Wednesday, which one of them is a really cool expert advice startup and entrepreneurial press panel at the West Des Moines Incubator. This is your opportunity to
This is in Valley Junction?
In Valley Junction. Okay. This is your opportunity over the noon hour next Wednesday to understand what the folks that report, like the business record, the Des Moines Register, et cetera, what are they looking for in stories about startups, technology, and innovation? So if you are one of those startups or just want to understand a little bit more about how people in the press kind of pick stories and how to pitch them, that'd be a really great opportunity. And then I just want to give a heads up that Friday, March 20th, 4 to 8 p.m., the Runway
That's you.
Innovation and Event Studio at our space out at Southridge is finally having their grand opening, which we've held off doing until now because we've just been working really hard in that space. And now we kind of feel like we've got it to a place where we'd like to invite people in to find out about our entrepreneurial programming, what businesses we're already incubating there, and how you might want to co-work and incubate there yourself.
Wow.
So that's it.
All kinds of stuff. You know, one of the things, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to know about when we talk about, you know, the press is, and something I didn't know up until maybe 6 or 7 years ago, used to be that the news director would tell you where to go and what to do. But now all of these reporters are looking for their own stories, and then they pass it by the news director, whomever that might be. So it is does behove you to make some relationships
with those, absolutely. With those writers.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, she is the proprietor of a place called The Runway at Southridge. She's also with DMAC and with Drake University. We will have links to all of that up on the radio blog. Laura, thanks for doing this.
All right. Thank you. Have a good week.
You as well. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, that would be Chap Ramsey, our production coordinator. Also, Aaron Libby's in charge of sales and marketing. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend, James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.